This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We had wanted our favorite Giants fan, Sean Mraz from the DA show, one of the ones we actually like on CBS Sports Radio, to have his meltdown live on air because he had a scheduled day off. He's not happy with the Giants at all whatsoever, so we wanted him to throw a hissy fit, but he's just been called into the studio for an emergency podcast. So boo, again, another reason to boo the Giants. But I understand it. My initial gut reaction on this is the Giants did not get enough back, okay? I know that Odell Beckham is a pain in the butt. I know that you paid him a ton of money, but you are still talking about a 26-year-old generational talent. The problem with Odell in that offense is your quarterback. And the New York Giants have been trapped and trapped themselves because of Eli's aura and because of Eli's two lucky rings. And they stayed married to Eli for way too long. And Odell Beckham was a victim of that. And they decided not to draft a quarterback replacement. They decided that they were still in win-now mode. I heard Chris Mortensen yesterday. It was so funny watching Old School, New School on the ESPN set. By the way, props to Josina Anderson. She was texting saying an AFC North team was still talking to Odell. Obviously, it was the Browns. But Chris Mortensen's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Rebuild? Like, they're trying to win this year. The Giants' offense in the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season was amongst the tops in the NFL, and it was the best offense points scored in the NFC East. And Josina Anderson and Lewis Riddick were looking at Mortensen like, you old fart, shut up. Riddick was trying to be respectful and nice, but he was like shaking his head like, they're going for what? But because of Eli's legend, they were too scared to cut bait, and now they are paying the price dearly.
They're more concerned with Eli sleeping well at night and being able to look in the mirror and smile than they are with moving on and improving their team. They finally did. They finally did something right. Like, they finally moved on and are improving their team now. That's what this move did. Okay? Is he generational? Yes. Is he a useless entity as long as they don't have a quarterback? 100%.
Yes.
Get a pick or two. Get a player back. Because, I mean, let's face it.
Imagine having a young quarterback. Everyone's all excited for the possibility of Antonio Brown and Kyler Murray. Imagine having a young quarterback along with Saquon and Odell Beckham as your core. Are you kidding me? You could have had what Cleveland is now building. People are playing with the Cleveland Browns on Madden today and will be until the regular season starts because this is the most exciting story in the National Football League. And yeah, I understand. Well, if you drafted the quarterback, you wouldn't have had Saquon. Well, where's the Rosen talks? And maybe you go and acquire a quarterback a different way rather than chaining yourself to the ball that is right. A guy that, who can't play anymore. He just can't play anymore.
No, he can't.
So
let's look at it this way.
And you have a $16 million cap hit that you're going to have to pay for Odell this year as the Giants. That's $16 million.
Yeah, I mean, like, they, you know, but again, if they're not going to, they may not spend that money anyway because they're not trying to win. Now, Morton says that they're trying to win, but we know they're not. You get it all out of the way now, then you're free to go and spend money when you finally get a quarterback. But think of the deal this way, and how would this change your mind on the deal?
Because I was just expecting more than pick 17, 95, and Jabril Peppers, who I don't think highly of because of Kavanaugh and KT's
right.
Scouting.
Yeah. But you're not going to get 2 ones for a non-quarterback. You shouldn't anyway.
Okay.
I know the Raiders did. That was a bad deal from Chicago's standpoint.
Okay.
All right. To me, quarterbacks get 2 ones. Everybody else gets one. You got a first-round pick for Odell Beckham.
In the mid-round.
Mid-round. So you get a second first-round pick. You also get a third, and you replaced a safety you just lost. by getting cheaper at the position because he's on a rookie deal and better. According to Pro Football Focus, he was way better. Jabril Peppers last year was better than Landon Collins. Now, not Landon a couple years ago. Landon a couple years ago was amazing.
Okay.
But last year, Jabril Peppers was better. Again, do what you want with Pro Football Focus. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I mean, it's a consistent grading scale when comparing two people. I mean, if you're going to look at it like from that perspective, they upgraded the safety position. They got an extra draft pick out of it in the first round, and maybe they get a quarterback. Other than that, that team is a disaster.
Yeah.
They don't have a direction.
Yes.
Maybe they do now. Maybe they've just admitting it. They don't have a quarterback, and they have a waste of space in the backfield.
Yes. Saquon Barkley is a wasted draft pick.
And if you go look, I told you.
Unless you're going to somehow become a contender in the final 2 years of his deal.
Right. I told you about this article I found on all the bad moves Dave Gettleman has made. So now, granted, maybe Jerry Reese didn't leave him with a ton to work with. This is what, and Gettleman took over in December of 2017. This is what they've done. They signed Nate Solder, whom Gettleman made the highest paid tackle in football, who just had the worst year of his career. They signed Patrick Omame, a 3-year, $15 million deal to play guard. He was cut halfway through the season. He signed running back Jonathan Stewart, 1 year, $3.5 million, touched the ball 6 times last year before going on injured reserve. They used the second overall pick on a running back, ignoring the concept of positional scarcity and passing on Darnold, Denzel Ward, Bradley Chubb. But granted, Saquon was brilliant. Do you know where the Giants ranked in rushing efficiency? 18th. Woo! He traded Eli Apple to the Saints for a 4th and 7th. Apple immediately steps into the starting lineup for New Orleans and turns around a struggling defense. New York finished the season with B.W. Webb starting this place. We know them. And then he declines to put the franchise tag on Landon Collins, which would have held the 3-time Pro Bowler's rights for one more season. And he goes on to sign a 6-year, $84 million deal. Gettleman is a disaster, and it's so awesome to have him in the division.
Hmm.
It is so great to have that fossil running things up there. He looks old. He is old. He doesn't get it. You know, his favorite movie is Old School because that's what he is. It's a good movie. It's a very good movie. That's his favorite because it's the title.
So we wanted to check in on New York and Cleveland radio to see how both cities were responding to the blockbuster.
Yeah, so we're going to start with Cleveland. So this is a 92.3 The Fan, and they should be quite excited this morning since they have, thanks to Mike Leslie, WFAA with the nickname, the new legal team of Baker, Beckham, and Bless 'em.
Okay.
I like that. It rolls off the tongue quite nice. But the morning show over there in Cleveland, they were excited this morning. So excited that they were talking into their microphones from 20 feet away.
Audio courtesy NFL Network USA Today, the Browns Radio Network and CBS Sports Radio for the first time since I thought pro wrestling was real.
Oh!
Your Cleveland Browns are serious about football, serious about winning, seriously Super Bowl contenders. It is happening, my friends.
You know how
it
I know it, Ken?
It is all happening here in Cleveland.
You know who I know, Kenny? I went through my email last night, Dateline Berea. The Cleveland Browns have re-signed defensive lineman Carl Davis.
Get out of here. Get out of the studio.
Can you believe what we are talking about today? Can you believe what we are about to talk to today?
It's just going to be my luck. I'm going to walk out of the studio today at 10:01. I'm going to get hit by a bus, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, you're done.
And I'm not going to get to see the greatness.
So clearly what you get from that clip is that soundproofing is much needed in the studios.
What's up with the microphone?
What do you mean, what's up, Sean? This is how you talk to people.
Well, if you're going to yell, you have to. And I've been told this. If I'm going to yell, yeah. I have to step away from the mic.
Well, I mean, you have to. I mean, when you're really talking to people, you have to discuss your opinions and your thoughts.
A lot of bad takes there, though. Super Bowl contenders? No.
Look, well, Vegas has them 3rd in the AFC behind the Chiefs and the Patriots. And it is not possible. I'm trying to think. I'm a little bit jealous right now. These are the sports moments you dream of as a fan. I mean, dream of. They had LeBron go back. I'm trying to think what we have had here since LeBron went back, and then yesterday for them. We had the Porzingis deal. That was really, really fun and exciting. But the Amari one would not match that because we were worried about giving away the first. Like, what DFW moments have we had to rank up there with these two Cleveland ones within that same time frame?
In that same time frame, there's probably only one, and I don't know if it even falls in that time frame. When the Stars made the deal for Tyler Seguin, they got an elite player at the time that everybody thought, wow, they just fleeced the Boston Bruins, who were ready to let go of Seguin because of his off-the-ice stuff.
Okay.
But that is the only situation that I can come up with that that any team of the four major sports in DFW has added someone where we all thought, yes, that's it. The
Cliff Lee.
Well,
Cliff
I was going to say, Cliff was, Lee. Was yeah, Cliff Lee in that window, though?
Cliff Lee was before LeBron went back to Cleveland.
Before it, he was still in Cleveland the first time. Yeah, okay.
I'm asking for the time frame since they have had those two moments. LeBron going back to Cleveland.
All right, so
that was past Cliff Lee.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
And then
pay attention to the question.
All right, so that's
I'm just trying to think. That,
Don't try to think. It's not a good look on you.
I can't think of any. No. I can't think of any other deals.
So that's Cleveland.
I'm just jealous, that's all.
That's how they reacted. Now let's go to the East Coast, because you guys know I love East Coast radio. As I turn off my headphones at around 7:55 and 55 past the hour every hour. But in any case, we go to the Fan in New York, and we listen to Gio and Boomer. Of course, Boomer Esiason over there, who's so good with his hot takes. He's like a bowl of chips and
and slathered with habanero queso cheese sauce.
Yeah, habanero queso cheese sauce. How did they react to the news of ODB heading to Cleveland? Well, they acted, as you would expect, as if they were at a reggaeton festival.
If you don't like that sound, you're in for it this morning, because we're going to be hitting it all morning long. This is why that air horn was created.
Hang on, stop.
Odell Beckham.
I feel like I'm walking into a strip club right now. I'm waiting for Troy over the microphone.
I feel like Daddy Yankee
the show.
Is about to jump on stage and do Gasolina.
It's a good song.
I mean, what are we doing with the 03 reggaeton horn? What the heck?
If you don't like that sound, you're in for it this morning, because we're going to be hitting it all morning long. This is why that air horn was created. Odell Beckham Jr. gets traded to the Browns. Then, after midnight, after Le'Veon Bell drops his new album, by the way, that came first, the Jets sign Le'Veon Bell. Un-freaking believable. What was that last one there?
That's what was awful. The? I mean, I consider,
it makes me angry, man.
I consider myself a music expert. What was that Motley Crue ripoff song in the background?
It sounded like
that was a Madden song.
It was?
Yeah, was a Madden song. That's how I know that song.
Okay, I did.
That makes
me
angry that they're number one.
Yeah,
it really does. It really infuriates me.
Yeah, but then they finally, Gio and Boomer, get past the point of, you know, playing the horns and everything else, and they get to the point and they actually talk about ODB and the Giants and what's happening, and well, they put a smile on my face and every Cowboys fan's face.
The Giants actually sold high in this case. They got more than the Steelers got for Antonio Brown, and they got more than the Raiders got for...
Can you stop saying that, everybody? It's like people on this in this country don't understand birth certificates.
It's more than they got for Antonio Brown, so it's got to be good.
I'm so tired of this ignorant comparison. This Gary Myers in New York did the same thing. The Steelers should be embarrassed. One is 30, numbnut, and the other is 20. I can't go on a serious rant with you doing that.
Look, I think they
sucked all my anger out.
I think they definitely did well.
Gosh.
They definitely did well. But to compare it to Antonio Brown is kooky talk.
Stop.
All right, you can't compare it to Antonio Brown because of the age difference. All right,
the same reason we told you that Cole Beasley would not get as much as Jamison Crowder.
And or a Humphreys.
Or a Humphreys. There's a 5-year age difference, Boomer.
Yeah.
You're on the CBS TV set. We like you as a guest on this show. You're on WFAN in New York. Pay attention to numbers.
This is why this is why you can't.
Good Lord.
You gotta know who you're listening to. You gotta know that people understand the way of the world and the way of business in the NFL.
They don't understand.
You can't listen to Boomer when it comes to the cap. Listen to breakdown quarterback play. That's about it. Now, but again, I don't think you can be upset with what the Giants got back, but you cannot compare it to Antonio Brown.
Yes.
You just cannot compare it to.
But you compare it to
Amari Cooper, that's fine.
But this is where you can take advantage of people in sports who are in front offices who still think this way.
Dude, they all think this way.
Like the Giants are, they're so old school. John Gruden does not care about age.
Dude, drive 30 miles north. You find the same thing.
With? What am I not getting?
Well, what's 30 miles north of here? Get on the tollway. Go north. Stop when you see a giant building with Ford on the side. You'll see a people who think in the same ancient, antiquated era of Boomer Esiason.
You think the Cowboys are just as bad?
Are they not? Did they not draft a running back number 4 overall?
No.
All right.
Do they not value D-end over corner?
Well, we don't know yet.
That's what Mike Fisher, exclusive said.
One domino fall yet in the offseason. So we will see. So there are the reactions. Thank you, Troy, for doing the extra homework. New York spying on New York and Cleveland.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.